How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Nathan Galderis. Welcome to Army Radio's The Topic. Here live on Tuesdays from 8 to 8.30, or here live on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock tonight. Today's show is going to be an 8 to 8.30 show. Shows do vary, though, depending on how things are going in my schedule. Tonight, there's going to be 8 to 8.30. Be back with you here, ladies and gentlemen, here in one moment. Like I said, my name is Nathan Galderis. Welcome to RMU Radio's The Topic, here live on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. Going to be a very short, simple show. Going to sit here and talk about things in the NFL because I enjoy sports. Also going to hit through some of the things that happened this week in gaming news, as always. Going to start off this week here in the NFL. Sports ball. Everyone's favorite. Who doesn't love sports? Starting off Thursday night's game, Vikings, Redskins. Just kidding. You thought I'd make that mistake again like I did last week, doing the wrong week. Thursday night's game, 49ers, Cardinals in an offensive shootout. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to come in clutch here to help secure this win for his team. 28-25, 49ers beat the Cardinals. 49ers now the last undefeated team in the NFL, currently at 8-0. Jimmy Garoppolo, like I said, helping out his team here. 28 passes completed on 37 attempts, 317 yards and 4 touchdowns on the day. Great game for him. Emmanuel Sanders making his team debut after being traded from the Broncos. 7 receptions, 112 yards and a touchdown for him. I'm happy if I am him right now. Happy to get off that Broncos team and on to an undefeated team. Not only that, but putting up great numbers right away. Absolutely great for him. Kyler Murray still playing well. 17 passes completed in 24 attempts, 241 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Kenyon Drake had a good game on the ground, putting up 15 carries for 110 yards, 7.3 yards per carry, and a touchdown on the day. I think this Cardinals team, I think they're playing well, you know, for their situation and everything. I think that they're missing a lot of things. I think it's a very inexperienced team. Obviously one we didn't expect to do well this year, but I think they're doing a lot of good things with that. And I look for them to be a good team going forward if they can develop Kyler Murray correctly. Next game, Sunday. Over in England, Houston Texans versus Jacksonville Jaguars. Texans going to mop the floor with the Jaguars, giving them firm hold of the division. 26-3 is how that game went. Jacksonville would have had that. They'd be top of the division right now. Actually, no, they wouldn't be, would they? I think Colts would be top of the division still. Because I think I might have that wrong. Now, let's see, if the Colts... Okay, yeah, no, so the Colts will still be top of the division at 5-3, but Jacksonville would be in second place, but instead now they're down to third. Deshaun Watson coming up and having a good game, 22 for 28 on passes completed in attempts. That's a high percentage right there. That's over. That's, like, what, 78-ish percent? Great game for him. 201 yards, though, on 22 pass attempts, less than 10 yards per attempt. I'd say it's a fairly low number for a quarterback. Two touchdowns on the day, though. Great for him. Carlos Hyde, though, this is where the team excelled on the ground. 19 carries for 160 yards, 8.4 yards per carry. No touchdowns for him, though. Duke Johnson picked up one on the ground for them. And then the rest... and let's see, it was DeAndre Hopkins picked up a touchdown through the air on the day. And Darren Fells, with his only catch, 1 yard reception for a touchdown. Texans now top of that division after the week. Bears, Eagles. I think I had the Eagles pick for this one, if I remember correctly. And if I think I did. Because I didn't trust Trubisky, and I was right not to. Bears lost this game 22-14. Trubisky 10 for 21. Less than 50% passing completed. Less than a 50% completion percentage. That's a bad week. Can't be doing that. Running game didn't get anywhere. Only picking up 62 yards on the day, 15 of which came from Trubisky. David Montgomery, 14 carries for 40 yards, 2.9 yards per carry. That's just an awful game. Cannot do that. Eagles, Carson Wentz, 26 for 39, 239 yards and a touchdown. Ground game, they had some success, though. Jordan Howard, 19 carries for 82 yards and a touchdown. Miles Sanders, 10 carries for 42 yards. I think this Eagles team is struggling throughout this year, but they're still very much in playoff contention. They might even be... Are they leading the NFC East? They might be. It's Cowboys because Cowboys had their break. But still, they're still very close in that playoff contention there in the NFC. I'm looking forward to that because I think that'll be a fun time. Watching that division and how that continues. Minnesota and the Chiefs. Kirk Cousins, 19 for 38, 50% completion percentage, not great. It's really not good. 220 yards, three touchdowns, though. So you could already say he tried to make up for it in at least one way. They could not get the ground game going, though. Dalvin Cook, 21 for 71, 3.4 yards per carry, did not hit the, not find the end zone. Not good for them. Defense had to be better, though. Patrick Mahomes was out this game. Matt Moore came in 25 for 35, 275 yards, and a touchdown, helping get the team through the air. But then Damian Williams on the ground, 12 carries, 125 yards, and a touchdown. Great game for them. The offense picked up where they needed to. The defense played well. Vikings defense has to play a better game. The offense has to do better as well. I think they have to be more efficient. This is a team that lost without... This is a Vikings team that lost to a Chiefs team without Patrick Mahomes, so that's not good. Not good for them. Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to save this one for last here, but we're going to mention them as I go through the order in which the games happened. Save that one for last. Jets, Dolphins. Dolphins won this game 26-18, but I say they took the biggest loss they've taken all season. They have now forfeited the number one draft position that they currently had. They're now currently the third worst team by record and by every standings in the NFL. Bengals currently the only winless team in the league, taking that number one spot. The Jets, now that they have lost to the Dolphins, currently by tiebreaker, are the 31st ranked team. Dolphins at 30. Dolphins took the biggest loss they've taken all season by winning this game. They lost they lost their footing in that draft position race. Sad to see as a Dolphins if you're a Dolphins fan. It's ironic to say, isn't it? Redskins, Bills. Bills continuing their tear through the NFL. Currently at 6-2. They won this game 24-9. Josh Allen, 14 for 20, seeing limited passing attempts this game. Got one, put up 160 yards, then a touchdown on what attempts he did have. I mean, not a bad game for him. Not quite sure why they're kind of limiting him so much to the air. Probably because this ground game was kind of popping off here. Devin Singletary, 20 carries for 95 yards and a touchdown. Frank Gore also had 11 carries, only putting up 15 yards, though not a good average for him. Singletary also saw some action in the passing game, getting 3 receptions for 45 yards. He did good work for me this week in fantasy, I have to say. That man did good work for me. He did me good. Always happy to see that. Yeah, I mean, the Redskins are a not good team, simply put. I mean, we knew what was going to happen coming into this game. Dwayne Haskins, 15 for 22, putting up 144 yards. Adrian Peterson doing what he could from the ground, 18 carries, 108 yards. They're just a worse team, and we all knew what was going to happen here. Titans, Panthers. Ryan Tannehill, not enough for the Titans. Marcus Mariota, I don't think he's even out with injury, if I remember correctly. They just have him benched right now. Ryan Tannehill, though, 27 for 39, 331 yards, touchdown, but 2 interceptions. He also, though, had a rushing touchdown. Ryan Tannehill, put up 4 carries for 38 yards on the ground and a touchdown. So, I mean, he's doing what he can for that team, but can't throw 2 picks. That's not going to help your team. Derrick Henry, 13 carries for 63 yards and a touchdown as well for them. Titans are continuing to underachieve, I'd say, as always, but I think this was a game they were going to lose anyway. Kyle Allen still playing great. It's not necessarily his best performance. Completion percentage, 17 for 32. 232 yards, though, on that. 2 touchdowns and an interception. Christian McCaffrey had a great game, as he tends to. 24 carries, 146 yards, and 2 touchdowns. The Panthers need to just ride Kyle Allen. I mean, he's been the key to their success. I think they're, 5-1 in their last 6 games with him. Ever since Cam went down. Doesn't matter when Cam gets back. You keep that man in there. This was going to be a tough game, and I knew it was, but I had this called right. Oakland against the Lions. Oakland won this game 31-24. Matt Stafford had a great game, and he did what he could for this team. 26 passes completed on 41 attempts. 406 yards, though. 406 yards and 26 completions. 3 touchdowns and an interception. Ty Johnson couldn't do a whole lot from the running game. I don't think they gave him the opportunities that he needed to, though. Only 9 carries on 29 yards. They kind of ran. They were running a very committee running back situation with Kerryon Johnson out, and I think that's what kind of hurt them a lot in this game. But, I mean, Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones both had great games. Spectacular catch by Marvin Jones. No, not by Marvin Jones. Spectacular catch by a name which I'm blanking on at the moment. Spectacular catch. Raiders, though, Derek Carr's playing well. Something he needs to keep doing. He wants that position. He wants to keep that job. And he's doing what it is he has to do to maintain that. 289 yards on 20 completions, 2 touchdowns. Joshua Jacobs played really good for them this week. 28 carries on 120 yards, 2 touchdowns. Workhorse for them this week. And it's the kind of performance you needed to grab this win, and it's exactly what they did. I called it, by the way, Buccaneers-Seahawks. This was a shootout. Game was 34-34, went into overtime. I knew Seahawks were going to win this, though. It's always what you expect. This is a interesting team under Pete Carroll. Usually it's been always about their defense. It's about what they can do. But this offense has been what's been lighting up the town. Russell Wilson, if he's not the MVP at the end of the year, barring some injury or something, at this current rate of play, he's the unanimous MVP. I don't even know if that's a thing, if you can be that in NFL. I'd imagine you have to be. But that man's the MVP. 29 passes completed in 43 attempts, 378 yards and 5 passing touchdowns. The man's a freak. Congrats to everyone who drafted him in fantasy. That wasn't me. I don't think I passed on him. I just don't think I had a chance to draft him. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, man's been an absolute freak this year. Jameis Winston, 29 passes completed on 335 yards and 2 touchdowns. Ronald Jones, the second, also had a good game on the ground, 67 yards and a touchdown for the Buccaneers. Like I said, the Buccaneers play well in games they have no business playing well in, and it never makes any sense to anyone including myself, but that's just the way that tends to be. Chargers, Packers, man, what were you doing? You got shut down, I'd say, for the most part in the running. This was just a slow-paced game, and this was not what I expected to happen. I mean, Chargers won this game 26-11. Philip Rivers 21 for 28, 75% passing completion percentage is what I need to say, but I always want to overword it for whatever reason. Didn't throw a touchdown, no interceptions though. Melvin Gordon and Austin Ekeler had a great game on the ground. Melvin Gordon 20 carries, 80 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ekeler though had 12 carries for 70 yards. That's kind of where the team, you know, survived and played through. I mean, that and their kicker, because they were failing to put things in the end zone when they really should have been. Michael Badgley, I hope I'm saying that right, but this is a weirdly spelled name. Badgley. I have no clue. Badgley. That's probably not right, and I'm not going to say that. 4 or 5 on his field goals on the day, putting up 14 of their points. Good game for him. Browns, Broncos. I have to imagine I said the Browns would win this game. I mean, the Broncos are a bad team. The Browns are theoretically supposed to be a decent team, except their coaching's bad, and I think that's been well explained by everyone. Freddie Kitchens there's no way he has another season there. Everyone knows that. Phil Lindsay kind of helped take charge here for this game. 9 carries, 92 yards, and a touchdown, 10.2 yards per carry. Brandon Allen coming in at quarterback for them, only completing 12 passes, but on 20 attempts, 60% completion percentage for him. But he also put in two touchdown passes. He liked passing into the tight end. That was working well for him. 3 receptions to Noah Fant for 115 yards, 38.3 yards per reception. That is a great game for him. No one had him in fantasy, though, unless you're playing like a 20-person league. In which case, if you're playing that, God bless your soul. 1 touchdown for him. Browns have just disappointed everyone. Can't wait to do a season recap for them and just go through how immensely disappointed I am in them. I'm going to skip Sunday night's game here for a second. I'm going to go Cowboys-Giants in that Monday night game. Cowboys, of course, going to grab this win 37-18. Dak Prescott played well. Ezekiel Elliott played well. I mean, it is a not great Giants team. Daniel Jones, though, did have a good game. All things considered. Golden Tate had a great catch in this game. Saquon coming back to a poor game here. He said a bad one. 14 carries, 28 yards. I mean, I get that was the Cowboys' game plan to shut down him. He did better in the backfield, catching the ball. 6 catches, 67 yards. But running that ball was just not happening for him. Daniel Jones had more rushing yards than him with 54. It's almost easier to do as a quarterback, you know. Not to say it's easier to get more rushing yards as a quarterback, because that's not the case, but I mean, whenever you're having a bad game as a running back, that'll happen. Now we're going to go back to the Sunday night game, Patriots-Ravens. I'm almost mad at this. Patriots lost this game 37-20. I'm actually annoyed with this. Here's why. You think, as a Steelers fan, I'm happy to see the Patriots fall. They're no longer undefeated, and by all means, I am. But if the Patriots won this game, let's think about this. If the Patriots would have won this game, the Ravens are 5-3, and the Steelers are only a game behind them. Technically, they were a game and a half behind, I think. But now we're technically 2.5 games behind, and it's going to be tough for the Steelers to try and come back ahead, maybe try and grab this division. It's going to be a long road ahead for them. Tom Brady's not been playing well this season. This might be his falling off a cliff season. I heard a statistic. I'm gonna have to double check this later, but I heard Tom Brady is having a bad year. I haven't had a chance to check out what his QBR is on the season, but I've heard it's not great. Lamar Jackson, he played well enough. That's not why the team won. The team won in a large part through the rushing game, but also the defense. Mark Ingram had a 15 carries for 155 yards. Didn't put up a touchdown, though. Lamar Jackson throwing for one touchdown, but he rushed for two. Gus Edwards also picked up one on the ground. That's a tough game right there. That was I knew that was going to be one of my games to watch this week, and I was right to call for that. I'm mad, though. I'm almost mad to know that the Ravens won that just because, like I said, now we're technically 2.5 games behind, but we'll have to see how the season goes. We'll have to see if we can, because we're still in the hunt. Coming up to the game I wanted to go over, game I wanted to save for last, because as a Steelers fan, this is the one I was going to save for last. Steelers, Colts. Steelers going to grab this win 26-24 off a missed field goal by Adam Vinatieri, the best kicker of all time. Bless that man's heart. Bless that man's foot, his kicking foot. Thank you to the holder for giving him the laces. The football gods, they have given us a break. They've given us many blessings, and I thank them for that. I thank them for the generosity. This is unfortunate to know. Jacoby Brissett went down early in the game, and that sucks to see because I don't want that. He's a talented quarterback. He's young. This was his year to take the team and prove it after Andrew Luck retired in the preseason, which, by the way, that feels like an eternity ago. But to see him go down like this, hopefully everything's okay. I haven't really looked into that at the moment. I'm going to check that out right now. He had an MCL sprain. He apparently, though, he says he's feeling better. As of 4 hours ago, a report says. We will have to see, though, what happens with that and what his injury status is moving forward. Brian Hoyer, though, came in for them, played well. 17 passes completed on 26 attempts, 168 yards and 3 touchdowns. He played well for them. Third interception, though, to Minkah Fitzpatrick, the man who now has 4 interceptions on the year for the Steelers. First time that's happened now in 7 years for the Steelers. Longest drought in NFL history where a player on a team has not had 4 interceptions. 7 years in a row for the Steelers. That has now been broken. Mason Rudolph did not have the most fantastic game statistically. I think, though, he did what he needed to do. How many times do we have to pass Jalen Samuels, though? I mean, he fumbled the ball. It must have been so tired. 13 receptions, nonstop checkdowns to him. The offense has to do more. They have to be bolder. I haven't seen, though. I was watching the game, but I couldn't tell, and I don't recall off memory. I want to know what the defense is like, what the defense and coverage games looked like that the Colts kept running, because if they were running a lot of cover through that game, which to me wouldn't make sense considering the Steelers haven't been ones to throw the ball down deep this year anyway, then it makes sense for all the checkdowns. But you have to beat it in other ways. You do. You can't allow them to just contain your offense like that. That's not acceptable. Great play, though, by the defense all around. TJ Watt picking up 1.5 sacks. Dupree picking up 2. Clutch times as well. Great games for them. Good win for the Steelers. This is the break we needed. Now at 4-4. Currently ranked 7th in the AFC. It's going to be tough. Tough climb for them back into playoff contention. But I think we have a good chance. Going to do a real quick preview here of the upcoming games. Because why not? Thursday Night Football, Chargers at the Raiders. I'm going to take Chargers here. Why? I think the Chargers finally got a good win. I think that might be what they need to find the curve. Because they're a team that should be doing better than what they were and where the record has them at. I'm looking for them to bounce back. The Raiders are a tough team, though. This is a divisional game. This could be a tough game here, but I think I'm going to get Chargers the edge here. Giants, Jets, not Dolphins. Tank Bowl here. I think the Giants might be able to get this win. I don't know. I really don't know. I think the Jets still have promising talent on their team. They're obviously a long ways away, though, from being where it is. I think they could be. So, I don't know. It's not really a home game for either team, despite the fact that technically Giants at Jets. I mean, they share a stadium. I'm going to give this one to the Giants. Saquon, Daniel Jones has been putting up good enough performances. I think they can grab this win here. Falcons, they're not. I can't pick them to win this game. They're 1-7, by the way. They're a 1-7 team. Saints should by all means win this game, but the Falcons maybe can finally pull their heads from out of their rear ends and play football for once, like they should be able to, but for some reason they can't. The biggest underachieving team right now in the NFL, Falcons, without a doubt. I have to pick Saints to win that game, though. Chiefs, I think, are easily going to grab this win. Not easily, but they're going to grab this win. Titans are a lackluster team, usually. They'll probably play up to competition. They'll probably play well against the Chiefs. I just think the Chiefs will be a better team at the end of the day, and I think they have the better odds of grabbing that win. Ravens, Bengals. I mean, the obvious picks say the Ravens will win, but the Bengals have really fun ways of ruining the Ravens' playoff chances and hopes and things of this nature. So, I mean, who knows? I'm going to pick the Ravens, though. I'm going to play it safe here. But, you know, that's always fun. You know, this could always be a good upset for my hometown Steelers. Plus, the Bengals just do that for some reason when it comes to this team. Cannot neglect that fact. Bills, Browns. Browns are playing bad. Bills are playing good. I think the Browns, talent-wise, have the ability to compete with this team, but I don't think they will. I think Bills are going to come here and grab a easy win. I think they'll come up and grab a win here. Buccaneers, Cardinals. This, for some reason, again, will also be a shootout. These two teams have usually been ones to play good offensively, but not so much defensively. So I think this could be a fun, high-scoring game, like we had seen in previous weeks. I think, though, that the Cardinals are actually... I'm going to pick Cardinals to grab this win. Not really much of a reason. I think the Buccaneers are a better team. I think they're a more ready team right now. So I think logically to say that the Cardinals should win is just wrong to do. But I don't know. I'm going to pick a team here. I'm going to pick the Cardinals. I think Cardinals have the chance to win this game. I think Buccaneers are the favorites. I think Cardinals, they're going to grab this win. Lions, Bears. Lions going in to Chicago, Bears are going to grab that win. Heated rivalry here. Why are they playing before Thanksgiving? I don't know. That's wrong. That makes me upset. Lions not going to win this game, though, in Chicago. Chicago's going to play good against an old-time rival. Going to be a good game here to watch, though. Look out for that one. If for nothing else, the rivalry. Colts, Dolphins. Colts are going to steamroll this team. One, they're at home. Two, the Dolphins are bad. Three, don't got to say much else. Panthers, Packers. Packers are a good team. Packers have a really good shot of winning this game. Packers have to bounce back, and I think they will. Panthers are a team that I don't think has the talent to compete or the... I don't think they're a team that's quite there to compete. I think this will be a tough game, though. I think it's going to be a good one. Not as good as the next one, though. Rams, Steelers in Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, I'm going to take the Steelers to win. One, I'm biased. Two, Rams have given me questions throughout the year. They really have. Aaron Donald, though, is going to raise hell for this team. So we'll see what happens there. Offense needs to do something, though. They need to be able to get out from under that. Out from under the pure force that is that person. It is that man. Vikings, Cowboys, I think going to be another great game to watch. I'm going to take the Vikings to win this one, even though they're on the road. I think the Vikings defense, if they show up, can kind of put a stop to this Cowboys offense. It's going to be a tough one, though, with Zeke and Amari and Dak. You know, if they can shut down Zeke mainly and put it in the hands of Dak, I think that's what will make them more successful. I think Dak's still a good quarterback. By no means I'm saying he's not, but I'm saying I think he's better when Zeke's running the ball well. I'm going to give the Vikings the edge this one. Last game, Monday Night Football, Seahawks 49ers. I'm going to take the Seahawks here. Seahawks are at home. It's going to be one of the best games to watch all year. I can't even lie. Seahawks have been one of the most high-flying teams. 49ers still undefeated, and they've proven that they can step up to the plate even whenever the rest of it's not going well. Jimmy Garoppolo has proven that. He proved that last week with his performance. The team wasn't playing great, and he stepped up and he delivered an amazing game. So I'm looking for a shootout, honestly. I don't necessarily think it's going to be a true shootout like we've seen in previous weeks, like we saw last week with the Seahawks and Bucks. But Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback who has a lot of potential to kind of show up and put the MVP favorite, Russell Wilson, in a tough position. I think this is the game to watch this week, without a doubt. I think the three games to watch this week, Rams, Steelers, I think this is going to be a really interesting matchup. I think it's a good matchup. I think technically, if you want to say it, the absolute game to see this week, Seahawks, 49ers. 7-2 team versus an 8-0 team. That alone should be, you know, drawing in everyone if you're a sports fan. Vikings, Cowboys. I think this will be a tough matchup. I think it's going to be a good Sunday night football game. I'm looking for this one to be good. Kirk Cousins has to show up, though. Rams, Steelers. I mean, it depends on what Steelers you see that night, but I'm going to put the hopes into them. I think it's going to be a good game to watch. And that's all we really have actually time for. I didn't really have time to get into the gaming news. Who would have thought I could talk about the NFL for 31 minutes? Just going through game by game. I spent way more time on that than I thought I would have. I appreciate you guys coming out, though. It's been a great time, you guys. If you want to check out next week's show, Army Radio is the topic. We're live on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. I'm your host, Nathan Gutteries. Make sure to check out other shows on RMU Radio. You can find that out on RMU Central Media's website, or also go to rmuradio.com, and it should redirect you to our schedule. Check out the other shows here on Army Radio. And, yeah. Tuesdays at 8 p.m., though. Keep checking us out. Army Radio is the topic. Have a great day, everyone.